KAB News, I'm Ben Thomas. Cole Thomas Allen, the California man authorities say tried to storm the White House Correspondents Association dinner with guns and knives, has been charged with the attempted assassination of President Trump.
The defendant making clear what his intent was.
U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro.
To bring down as many of the high-ranking cabinet officials as he could.
In the Middle East, regional officials say Iran's offering to end its control over the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. lifts its blockade and ends the war. But the proposal would also delay discussions on Iran's nuclear program. Oil prices have climbed again, while AAA says gasoline's averaging just over $4.11 per gallon nationwide. In New York, Julie Walker reports the woman accusing former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein of rape took the stand at his retrial.
Jessica Mann said nothing while leaving a Manhattan courtroom Monday.
How did it go in there?
Inside, she told jurors former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein got her and a friend into his L.A. hotel suite in 2013 by telling them they could star in Vampire Academy. Once there, she says he forced oral sex on her in the bedroom. Mann said she doesn't know why she didn't scream for help and at the time was too embarrassed to say anything. She also said he told her, "My friends go far, my enemies don't step a foot in this town." Weinstein wasn't charged, which Mann says was a prelude to him raping her at a Manhattan hotel. This is her third time testifying against Weinstein. He denies all charges. Testimony continues Tuesday. Weinstein's 2020 conviction was overturned. Last year, a jury failed to decide Mann's part of a retrial involving multiple accusers, leaving only her rape charge to be tried again. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
And Nathan Chasinghorse has been sentenced to life in prison for sexual assault. The Dances with Wolves actor was found guilty in January of 13 charges. This is AP News. President Trump's again calling for ABC to fire Jimmy Kimmel. First Lady Melania Trump's joining him this time.
Last week, Kimmel was delivering a comic routine leading up to the White House Correspondents' Dinner when a video of the First Lady appeared. Kimmel described her as having the glow of an expectant widow. Melania Trump wrote, "People like Kimmel shouldn't have the opportunity to enter our homes each evening to spread hate." The president repeated the sentiment. This is White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
Who in their right minds says a wife would be glowing over the potential murder of her beloved husband? And having experienced what I did with the First Lady on Saturday night, I can tell you that she was anything but that.
Jimmy Kimmel has long targeted the president in his comedy. He was suspended by ABC, and some of the network's affiliates said they would take him off the air following a comment about assassinated conservative leader Charlie Kirk. Ed Donahue, Washington.
There's more news at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.